Continuing with our look at Dua al-Qumayl, we will now look at verses 9 to 14, which are 8 verses asking for forgiveness of various types of sins. And the first one is, Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tahtiq al-ism. Oh Allah, forgive me my those sins which break down or tear apart my defenses. And the word used here is ism, comes from isma, which is protection. While ordinary human beings are not endowed with sinlessness or a protection of that sort, we have been given inner strengths and faculties like our reason, our nafs al-lawwama, which recognizes a sin, and a sin being that action or that which goes against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these strengths and faculties give us the ability to resist the sin so that we may begin our journey to nafsi mutma'inna, or in other words, to our full potential. And certain sins weaken these defenses and gradually sort of crumble it down and break it down. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam has enumerated the sins which weaken our defenses. And he mentions 5. He says the 5 sins that break our protections, that tear apart our safeguards, are 1, partaking of intoxicants, whether it be in the form of drink or drugs. The second thing he says is gambling. Now these are self-explanatory and I don't need to go into detail. The third one he says is when one indulges in discourses which are designed to cause mockery. By this, he means when we even joke or partaking in anything whereby we're making fun of people. Very often, comedy shows are based on making fun of people. And Imam says these break down our defenses. The fourth thing he says is indulging in gossip about other people's vices or other people's misconduct. And finally, he says associating with those who are skeptical about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disbelieve in Him completely. Incidentally, we find this in the book Anisul Layl fi Sharhi Dua al-Qumayl. It's an Arabic tafsir of Dua al-Qumayl. In verse 10, which is the second verse that talks about forgiveness, it's Allahumma ghafir li adh-dhunub allati tunzilu an-niqam. O Allah, forgive me those sins which bring down calamities. Now, again, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam mentions 6 sins which bring down calamities on the human being. The first one, he says, is breach of a covenant. The second one is the publication of a falsehood. The third one is indulging in shameful conduct. The fourth one is giving judgment contrary to the laws of Allah. The fifth one is refusing to pay or preventing others from paying zakah. And finally, the sixth one is giving short measure for values received. And with the same thing, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam has stated that there are 3 other sins which bring down calamities. He says, the first one is not helping those who suffer affliction. And we find that in Surah Al-Fajr, we've talked about it before. The second one is not aiding the oppressed when they call out for help. And finally, the third one, he says, is to ignore the obligation to do amr bil ma'aruf and nahi anil munkar, which means to ignore the fact of guiding others to right and trying to stop them from doing wrong or evil. The next verse which talks about forgiveness is Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunuba allati tughayyir an-ni'am. O Allah, forgive me my those sins which alter the course of your blessings and change divine favors into disfavor. You know, there's such a sublime beauty in this dua. Sometimes we're so often confident that a divine blessing is within grasp, and suddenly all of a sudden we see a brutal reversal of that expectations, and the sins which, or any of which, can be the causative factor of such a reversal are, according to Imam Ja'far Sadiq, and he enumerates 7 of those. The first one is inequity against each other. The second one is opposing or silencing an alim, a learned person. The third one is being ungrateful by word or by deed to the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth one is assigning an associate to Allah. The fifth one is displaying one's poverty sort of as means of attracting sympathy or charity. The sixth one is despising by rejection or ridicule Allah's favor. And finally, the seventh one is complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it really makes you think, because so often we do these things without thinking. Verse 12, which is the third, or rather the fourth verse of asking for forgiveness, is Allahumma ghfirli adh-dhunuba allati tahbisu ad-du'a. Oh Allah, forgive me my such sins as would hold back my du'as, which would hinder my supplications to you. And these refer to sins that act as a barrier to a du'as being accepted. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has listed five, and it's very important we listen to, we take this into account, because very often we wonder that we try our best and we ask so much, and yet those du'as are not answered. Now the five he mentions are: one, the first one he says is where the human being by word or deed displays bad iman, or does a word or deed in bad faith, when we do things artificially. The second one is where we cease to believe in a dua being accepted, where we say, and we're so often fickle with our words, we say, oh, my dua will never get accepted. Don't say things like that. You see, the nafs does not have a sense of humor, doesn't read in between the lines. It takes you at face value. Believe they will be answered. He says in the Quran, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never despair in the rahmah of Allah. In Allah يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah can forgive all sins. In Allah غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Sometimes we say, how can me, a sinner, have my du'as been accepted? But he accepts. So never cease to believe in a du'a being accepted. The third one is hypocrisy towards your brothers or sisters in iman. And that's very important. Saying one thing, meaning another. The fourth one is delaying salah. And finally, the fifth one, violation of one's duties to either of our parents. I'll repeat these again because they're really, really important. Saying a word or committing or doing a deed in bad faith. The second one, ceasing to believe in a dua being accepted. The third one, hypocrisy towards one's brothers and sisters in Islam. The fourth one, delaying salah. And finally, the fifth one, violation of duties to either parent. Inshallah, we will continue with the other four tomorrow.